WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Cats are everywhere. I'm not just talking about in our homes and in the wild, but also in popular culture. Take Andrew Lloyd Webber's 1981 musical Cats, for instance.
Memory, turn your face to the moonlight. Let your memory lead you. Open up.
Or the viral animated video of a cat flying through space posted to YouTube back in 2011. All right, cut the music. Let's get serious here. All of this to say, we love cats. And a new exhibition at the Field Museum explores just why humans throughout history have been a little obsessed with cats, large and small. For more, we turn to Field Museum exhibition developer Monisa Ahmed. I'm not a cat owner, so I want to be transparent here. I've never had a cat. They've always kind of been distant in my life. I've been around more dogs than cats. But if you know me, like I mean really know me, you also know that I love everything about the Lion Pride. I'm obsessed. Maybe it's because I'm a Leo, an August Leo, to be exact. But when I go to the zoo, that's the first place I'm going to check out the lions. So, what's the deal here? Why do we humans love cats so much? I asked Monisa the same question. And then I asked her, does she love cats?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I feel like there is no one answer to this, right? So all throughout history, different cultures have been pretty, you know, in tune with cats, especially wild cats sort of around their area. I think we all know about ancient Egypt and the role that the cat plays in that culture. You know, there's in Egypt, folks would mummify their cats.
Yes.
And it was a huge deal. I mean, there's even a line in the exhibition about how those who lost their cat and were in mourning would shave their own eyebrows. And then look at South American cultures like the Incans, and they saw jaguars as a conduit to the underworld. Mm-hmm. Look at the tiger as like a symbol of luck in East Asian cultures.
Was inevitable.
Yeah.
It was kind of ingrained. Yeah. We were just going to be obsessed and worship cats in some way.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel like since even before, you know, people were connected across the world, we were very much connected to cats.
So I got to ask, are you a cat person?
Oh, I sure am.
I knew you would be. How many cats do you have, Monisa?
I've got three at home.
Three cats. What are their names?
Twister is the male Russian blue. And then we got Stormy, who's our little princess.
Aww.
And then Misty, who is a kitten that we adopted not too long ago and is already the heaviest cat in the house. So she's just hilarious.
Oh, Misty's already my favorite. So the exhibit, it's called Cats, Predators to Pets. And it was created by the National Museum of Natural History over in Paris. What will people be able to see?
So people will be able to see primarily lots of examples of wild cats taxidermy, but also in posed in sort of the ways that cats will be doing different behaviors. So they'll see an example of as many cats as, you know, we could reasonably show to get a sense of just what the species looks like of felines. And then also they'll see a bunch of cats in different poses. So like cats stalking and what that behavior means for them. Cats mid-jump when they're catching a predator or prey. Cats when they're sort of fighting each other to protect their own prey that they've captured. And then they'll even be like a lion pride or some skeletal.
Yeah, now that's the part I want to see.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. and skeletons to sort of show the anatomy of what these cats look like when they're going through these different behaviors.
Wow. So, I mean, who would you say that this exhibit is for? Like, who do you think should check it out?
Honestly, I think it's for everyone. Yeah. You know, obviously cat people are going to love it. It's, you know, the thing that is the most fascinating about wild cats is that, you know, behaviorally, obviously, they're very different from domestic cats, but in almost every other aspect, they are so similar. They sleep up to 20 hours a day, just like your own cats at home.
Yeah, they sleep a lot.
You know, the way that they hunt, their behavior in terms of, you know, how they move their bodies, all that stuff is so similar. So people will be able to see their own cats in these wild cats. But then also, I feel like just being able to be that close to the natural world and also being able to, you know, see a lion that up close in a way that
it sounds like a dream.
That you just can't do.
But it's not a dream. I can just go to the field museum.
You can just go to the field museum.
Right. You talked about history earlier, you know, just about how, you know, thousands of years ago, the Egyptians honored cats and considered them sacred. We might think we know a lot about cats, but I wonder if there's anything that surprised even you through this exhibit that you learned.
Yeah, I think there was plenty going into it that surprised me. Let's see. You know, I didn't understand just what it was like for a cat when they could see in the dark. You know, I knew that they were able to see better than we can.
Right.
With less light. But there was a moment in the exhibition where, you know, we talk about how this is what a human sees at night versus this is simulating what a cat sees in the dark. And just how it was basically just daytime for them. And there's just this level of detail of what they can see.
That's very interesting.
And that, you know, a cat can hear above 20,000 hertz.
Who knew?
Yeah. That they're just like completely adapted to their predator lifestyle.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of us, we love our domesticated cats. But again, remind us, Monisa, why we should also give love to wild cats, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's so thankfully over time, this has gotten better. But conservation of wild cat species is still very important. I think, you know, with changes in the climate, changes in the way that, you know, we interact with their environment. There are many species of cats that are still very endangered.
Yes.
Or on the brink of endangerment or have come off of the list of endangered species through work that scientists do and conservationists do. So it's still very important to understand them and their behavior and why it's important to keep them around.
For sure. Now, here's the cool part. We can also be a part of the exhibition. More specifically, our cats can be a part of it. Quickly tell us about the That's My Cat photo contest.
So every month we will have a different theme and folks who follow our Instagram can take a look at what that theme is and submit pictures of their own cats with a chance of having those pictures show up in the exhibition and also winning a prize.
So our listeners, their cats can be part of this exhibition.
Oh, their cats can be famous. Yeah.
That is incredible. And how long will this exhibit last?
This will be up until April 25th of next year.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Maha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. To make sure you never miss a conversation that takes you inside Chicago culture and breaking news, subscribe to the podcast or check us out at WBEZ.org. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.